Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the score. Score, score, score,
score. We love talking to Joe Ostrowski. Joe, of course, is the host of BetMGM Game Day. That gets you ready for your NFL Sunday. That is Sundays 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. He's also on Bet Sweats weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network. And Joe, I know we open up typically with what's going on in college football. I feel like this weekend there is a lot. You know, 22 Auburn taking on 11th-ranked Oklahoma. There's the Michigan and Nebraska game. Nebraska's 3-0. Michigan is 2-1. That one looks really good. And then, of course, there's the big one at night on Sunday. Number 9, Illini, taking on number 19, Indiana. That one at Indiana. Is there anything that stands out to you about any of these games, especially the one I just mentioned?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly a few things. Happy Football Friday, everyone. Illinois, Indiana is standing out because the Illinois side is very popular. And I'll tell you, in my line of work, when you see the public coming in heavy on an underdog, you want to run the other way. And that's what's happening in this game. They are betting Illinois. They cannot stop betting Illinois. And then here's another warning sign. The point spread keeps going up in favor of Indiana. So make that of what you will. It seems like the sharper money is backing Indiana. They are favored by 6.5 at a lot of spots now against Illinois. So we shall see. Those teams probably pretty closer to even though the rankings would disagree, but Indiana, a pretty big favorite in that game. That's a bit surprising. Notre Dame-Purdue, that number is 25.5. Notre Dame still looking for their first win of the year. Interesting that last year they make the playoff. They have a terrible loss with NIU, but they have two close losses against really good teams. Notre Dame does. And now it feels like they have to win out. They have to rattle off 10 straight wins if they want to return to the playoff. That's a fascinating look. They're finally betting Miami. That Miami-Florida line goes from 7.5 yesterday to 9.5 today. That stands out. And Oklahoma-Auburn one. Yeah, I also believe that that's a fascinating one because the Sooners have basically a bye next week in Kent State, and they could be off to a 5-0 start. And the talk is going on as far as the Heisman Trophy. It is no longer Arch. It was all Arch in the offseason. He's had an awful start. But we're talking about Miami quarterback and the Oklahoma quarterback. Those are your two favorites for the Heisman. So this weekend will be interesting, Layla.
You mentioned the Illinois-Indiana game. I'm fascinated by that. Obviously, proximity rules. But also, is home field advantage not what it once was in college? Am I missing something here?
Well, I mean, they're suggesting that it is something as far as this game goes. I do think it's a very different conversation, NFL versus college. Definitely that is the case in the NFL. Outside of a few spots like Arrowhead or maybe Buffalo last night for people that watch that game, there are some places where it is still somewhat significant, where it's maybe 2.5, not quite 3 points anymore. But a lot of spots, it doesn't mean a lot in the NFL. In college football, it does mean a lot more home field advantage. And you see it on a week-to-week basis, depending on what fan base you're visiting. So not a lot of chatter in the betting world about college home field not meaning as much. But it doesn't mean that much in the NFL anymore.
Hey, we have some breaking news here, Joe, that you can speak to. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This information coming out of Washington. Ian Rappaport is reporting that Commanders coach Dan Quinn says the team will start Marcus Mariota on Sunday, and Jaden Daniels was limited. So that news coming for what is coming up for the Commanders, and coming off of a Thursday night loss to the Packers the week before, that's not good. They host the Raiders at noon.
Backup quarterbacks, big story this week. So Mariota's in. We're waiting on San Francisco. Is it going to be Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? We know Fields is out. Tyrod is in for the Jets. You got McCarthy out. Wentz in for the Vikings. Browning in for Burrow. So that Minnesota-Cincinnati game, a matchup of backup quarterbacks. So, yeah, that's a big one for this weekend. It didn't sound like Daniels was going to be able to go in that one. That's a game I'm really not interested in. As far as the Jets, because I threw that one out there with a backup quarterback, I don't think there's that much of a difference with Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields. Like, there is a lot of scenarios here. Mac Jones did really good last week in that San Francisco offense. So if he ends up starting, I think they're going to be all right. Browning, he had a couple of picks when he came in for Burrow. Like, that one is tougher. And I know Bears fans interested in what Minnesota does. That Minnesota injury report is brutal. You already got Van Ginkle. You've got Harrison Smith. They've been limited in practice this week. Offensive line issues. And the Vikings are favored by 3. I don't know how you get there. You still have Ja'Marr Chase on the other side. So that's going to be big for the NFC North for sure.
Okay, let's talk about it, Joe. The Cowboys favored by 1.5 at Soldier Field. How should we feel about this? What should we do with this?
I will say history suggests that you want to bet on 0-2 teams. That's against the spread. Here's the problem. The Bears aren't really getting any points. If you're going to take the Bears, you're basically saying that they're going to win the game because Dallas is favored by 1 point. So it's a coin flip situation. So normally when you have an 0-2 team, everybody's against them. Oh, they're going to be awful. And then you get value on the other side. That's not really happening here with this Bears game since it's pick'em. The most popular bet of any total on this NFL card is Bears Cowboys over. That is the most popular bet. And you certainly understand why. All these injuries in the secondary on both sides. Don't forget Deron Bland. He has not been practicing this week either for the Cowboys. Add that to Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon. Like, you look at it and say, how are there going to be stops in this game? If there are any stops on the Bears side, well, Aubrey can just kick an 80-yard field goal. I mean, that dude is an unbelievable weapon.
Yeah.
Is that a prop that's possible? Like, is there a, what yardage of field goal do you think Aubrey can kick? Because that's a fair question.
They always have on every kicker, they set an over-under on field goals made. Kicking points, so if it's all extra points, you're only racking up one at a time, and obviously a field goal for 3. So it's juiced heavily. Field goals made for Aubrey is at 1.5, and total kicking points is at 8.5.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to get marked for this by Tanny, and I know it, but it's the job. I was talking about length.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do not see that.
It matters.
Yeah. I tried to say it in the most unmarkable way possible.
Layla length.
Right. No, I don't see that on the card, but they should put that out there. Yeah.
That's what they say sometimes about length. Hard to see.
Hey Joe, what is
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, while we're being ridiculous.
They don't say it to you, Marshall.
Go ahead. No. You know what they say, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
While we're being ridiculous here, Joe, what is your opinion of me picking the Bears last week when the Bears were up or down 14-7, putting $40 on the Bears to win that game? What's your opinion of me?
Tell
me
the number you got when you did that.
Oh, it was like 200 bucks. I think I was gonna get.
Yeah, it was like +500, Joe.
He speaks the language way better than I do. What's your opinion of me for doing that?
I can't sit here and rip on you. I can't. I mean, I said I thought the Bears were going to hang in that game.
Okay, Joe.
I'm the idiot.
To be fair,
I'm
the one who talked him into doing it. But when I did, I told him I did it. But I put $5 down. I didn't know he was putting big boy money over here.
Yeah, I didn't do it right. Yeah. Joe, you did say.
I was trying to have enough money to buy everybody Starbucks. That's what I was trying to do. But he's over here trying to buy everybody a full 3-course meal.
Yeah, and then Marshall made enough money to buy everybody hoodies.
That's right.
I did make some money. I have made a lot of money in sports gambling over the last 2 months.
Oh, look at you.
Did you?
Yeah.
FanDuel, baby.
Oregon last week. Northwestern Conference.
I don't do the college game because if I do the college game, I will get wrapped up in the college game. I wanted to take Mississippi State money line over Arizona State. That is my alma mater. I said, if I do this, it's a gateway drug. I'm not doing it. I didn't win because I didn't bet, but also I'm not losing anything in college.
Here's my thing on the Bears Cowboys total that everybody seems to be betting. It's at 50.5 now. 50.5.
Oh, we're up a half a point.
That's up from 49.5 earlier this week, right?
Yeah, I saw it go to 51 at some spots too. I think it'll start to go back up. I think we'll get to 51 by the time we get to Sunday. You need the Bears to score a lot of points to get the over 2, probably, right? Unless it's a blowout like last week. I just don't know if the Bears are going to do their part. The Cowboys team total is 24.5. I would rather look at that if you're going to play a total in any point in this game.
Who's I mean, taking Dak the under bad. On 24
yeah,
and a half for
I,
the Cowboys?
I personally can't take the under on that, and I deal with this in my life, you know, the Cowboys. So I feel like, come on. The Bears have given 2 quarterbacks NFC Player of the Week already.
I know. You know, Layla, what does Dak do against bad teams? They roast him. CeeDee Lamb. His number 79.5 receiving yards. I was shocked. He's got 24 targets, 2 100-yard games, and against this secondary, it's 79.5 yards.
That is crazy.
I think it has something to do with the weather. There's rain in the forecast.
Yeah, it's fine. Defenders will be slipping. I mean, it could hurt the defense.
Like it's going to be raining points.
The first thing you assume is defenders are going to fall down. Yeah. This segment with Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Yeah, the first thing you think of is not necessarily that there are going to be fewer points scored. It's that there's a defensive failure.
Hey, Joe, before we get you out of here, I do want to switch gears to baseball because it is playoff time. Basically, and this is that time you could jump on somebody maybe early before the playoffs actually start. Is there a team that you like right now from an odds standpoint. And by the way, I'm still waiting on Cal Raleigh to win this American League MVP because, yes, we'll all be eating good if that happens.
Oh, okay. Oh,
hell yeah.
Write that down, Robbie. Write that down.
Everybody. Yeah. Okay. Did you do the Cade Horton, by the way?
I did not do that. I was too late. I felt like I was too late. I felt like I was too late.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. He's a -325 favorite for NL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I saw it at plus like 150 way back in the day. Didn't do it, and now I regret.
Okay, so I'm always looking for a super long shot. Like maybe right now, is there going to be some change in the standings where someone gets knocked out and maybe a team can get in there? Right now, the Cubs are 15-1 for the World Series. That makes them the eighth favorite. They are 7-1 for the National League. So I'm looking way down the board. Can a team get in there? Oh, I would love to see the Mets fall out. They won last night, but they have a two-game lead, and it is the Mets, so I think there is a chance. So at this point, if you were to – I'm talking super small bet. If you were to do something with a super long shot who is outside the playoff picture right now, like, oh, I don't know, Arizona?
Already put money on them.
They're 400-1. They're 400-1 right now for the World Series. Like, they're two games back. They have a very tough schedule the rest of the way, but they can do it. We've seen them do it in the past. So, I mean, we're talking about a few bucks at 400-1. I don't think that's the worst idea in the world. I'd love to see the Mets out anyways.
Joe Ostrowski, thank you for putting up with all of us on this segment.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. That was Joe Ostrowski. He, of course, of BetMGM Network. And like we said, on Sundays from 7 to 9 a.m., he gets you ready for the big Sunday slate. That's right here on 670 The Score. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harris and Mark Rohde, it is halftime. There's been a bizarre recall that is really going to affect a lot of people. So I think that we need to make note of it and let people know next. And also, I'm telling you this for your health as well. And then additionally, I don't know if we have time to load in the audio, but there's been a lot of Cardi B, Stefon Diggs discussion today. So maybe we take a look at the tape or what we know to be the case next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.